Blog Talk Radio.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, age to age, you're still saved by the power of the name.
Ellie.
right, bro. Coco. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, in the name of that son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. We thank you, Father, for another day of life. We thank you, Father, for another blessed Shabbat. We thank you for allowing us this time to come to you. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, that you forgive us for all our iniquities, Father, that we do knowingly and unknowingly, that we do willingly and unwillingly, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us, Father, like the little children that we are, Father. That you continue to grow us, Father, that you continue to be merciful, Father, upon us, Father, when we go to the left and to the right, Father, and that you chastise us lovingly, kindly, like a father does, Father. That you bring us back onto your path, that you bring us your direction, that we always seek your face, Father, that we always seek your knowledge and wisdom, your guidance in everything that we do, Father. We ask that you continue to grow us mentally, spiritually, physically, Father. We ask, Father, that you look after all your children, all of Israel, Father, all the Zakims, all the priests, all the Kohanim, all the sons, the daughters, Father, that you help us get through any hindrances that we have, Father. Give us the strength to overcome, Father, to learn the lessons that you need us to learn, Father. We ask that you strengthen us. We ask that you help us. We ask that you lead us and guide us, Father, in all things. These things that we ask in your Son's name, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach, Amen. To you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed be you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Kol Shiva, Israel. Shabbat Shalom, family. Hope everybody had a great week. Our Father is great. Abba Yah is great. Yahushua is great. And sometimes we lose fact of how great he really is and how great they really are and the things that they do for us on a day-to-day basis. You know, and it's mind-blowing sometimes, you know, when you really look back at your life. And I think that's something that the Most High has really been dealing with me lately, is just reflecting on my life and reflecting on the choices of my life and seeing how they got me to where I am now, where, you know, I made bad choices, and everybody's made bad choices or the wrong choice or could have made a better choice. Sometimes we do the quote-unquote lesser of two evils. But at the same time, when we look back and we get the lesson from it, that's what's important. You know, the choice was important too, but the lesson from it. You know, because, again, we're learning from the good and the evil. But, you know, we're going to do Psalms 103 today. And we're going to look at this. And to me, that's what this psalm is about. Look back at your life and see what Abba has done for you in your life.
you know, because this one time in particular, I remember, I told this story before, I believe. I was working two jobs down in South Carolina, two full-time jobs, and dead tired, going from one job to the next, dead tired, hardly no rest. You know, my daughter was young. I was taking her to school. I was burning the candle at both ends, you know. And so one day I was, one night, I was on my way to work, driving up this real busy, but the road I was on wasn't busy, but it led to a main roadway where the tractor trailers, now down there they have this big lumber industry down there where they cut these trees and they have these big tractor trailers carrying these trees. And I mean, they'd be getting it. They'll outrun your car, these these tractor trailers. You know, and you're talking about a 2,000-3,000-pound vehicle and probably 6,000-7,000-pound vehicle hauling a 5,000-7,000-pound load. So you got all that weight moving. Anything that it hits, it's going to just plow. It's going to destroy. So one night I was coming through and I fell asleep behind the wheel. And the way it was kind of like a T section, but the road I was on, it tees out to the main throughway. And, you know, I fell asleep behind the wheel and I'm nodding in and out. And I looked up because it's a stop sign. But before you get to the stop sign, it says, there's another sign that says prepare to stop, like 100 feet before that. So I'm nodding in and out. And I saw the sign say prepare to stop. But I'm nodding in and out. And for some reason, I'm still doing like 70. I said, prepare to stop. Prepare to stop. Prepare to stop. And by the time I realized it, I was at the stop sign. Now, going straight, it's nothing but, mind you, it's the middle of the night. Going straight is nothing but woods and trees. So if I would have went straight, it's no guardrail there. No guardrails or nothing. So I would have went straight into the forest. Or option number two, get hit by one of those trucks, impact, and just probably been dead. But I slammed on the brakes and whipped my wheel real hard, and it's sort of like my car did a 90-degree L, and I just kept on going. Thank God it wasn't no trucks coming either way, because, like I said, I would have been dead. But you think about little points like that in your life, how the Most High preserved you to get you to this point. You know, there's been times that I know one time I was stealing, me and my best friend, we were out stealing cars. And we were breaking into a car, and I saw three figures. And I saw one figure do this. And my friend was like, yo, I think they're shooting at us. I was like, yo, are they? But all I saw was the figure like this, and it was two figures right beside me. And I said, man, I think they're shooting us. He said, yeah, they're shooting us, leave. And we ran, we left. But we came back to that same spot, and it was glass just busted everywhere. So these dudes were shooting at us. I didn't hear sound or anything like that. But they were shooting at us because the glass and everything showed that they were shooting at us. You know, didn't get hit, nothing. Nothing happened with us or anything like that. But what if I would have got hit? Wouldn't have made it here, maybe. Who knows? Plenty of people get shot, die, don't make it. And that's the end of their story. You know? But the Most High picked me to do this way before I knew I was supposed to do this. You know? So therefore, my life was preserved. You know, and I mean, when you look back, I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only person who made bad decisions in his life. You know, when you look back at all the stuff you did, you know, because some people actually didn't do anything. They were all some goody two-shoes, as they call, who never did any type of wrong in their life, you know, so to speak. You know, but for those of us who've done wrong in our life and made wrong choices, and now you're here, you know, it's really a blessing. And it's really, it really shows, it's the essence of this song when David was talking, what David was talking about. You know, the essence of this song, you know, it really captures, these things are personal. You know, when David wrote this, this is one of his songs, and, you know, when he wrote this, this is, yeah, he's being moved by the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is moving on your experiences and the things that you've done in your life to bring forth a truth to everybody. You know, so when David wrote these things, you know, he was thinking on all his iniquities and all the wrongs he's done. You know, because as great as the man was, he made bad decisions, just like everybody else. He fell short sometimes, you know? So, Psalms 103, let's get into this. He says, Psalms 103, starting in verse 1, says, "A Psalm of David. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, right off the bat, he letting us know there is a benefit to the Most High. Now, when you look up this word forget, right, the number 7911, and that word is shakak. And it says, a primitive root, to mislay, that is to be oblivious of, for want of memory or attention. Excuse me. I looked up the word mislay. And this word means to unintentionally put an object where it can't readily be found, and so lose it temporarily. So the first thing he wants us to understand is that that is a benefit. And before we get to that, the word benefit, number 1576, this word is gamul, and it means treatment that is an act by implication, service, or requital. So one, Yahweh services us. He treats us in a certain manner. He deals with us in a certain way. And the first thing that the most that when he was being moved upon, the first thing that we're supposed to remember is don't forget the fact that he treats us in a certain way, or don't forget the treatment of Yahweh. So when he says don't mislay it, don't take his treatment and, you know, forget about it, because that's the word that they don't put it in a spot where you temporarily lose this treatment, you know? Because when you look at the word mislay, it says to take an object to put it somewhere where it, you temporarily lose it. So we're in the good graces of the Most High, in the good graces of the Most High. But then we stop doing the good graces of the Most High, and he says, all that righteousness that you did, I forgot, right? But when you turn back, all that iniquity that you did, I'm going to forget, right? So if we're in the good graces of the Most High, he's treating us good. We forget that good treatment. Now, all of a sudden, we start doing what we want to do. We didn't mislaid his good treatment. So now we temporarily lost this good treatment because we're not acting right. But when we start to act right, we get it back, right? Another word that I looked up, it said to be oblivious. The word oblivious means not aware of or not concerned with what's going on around oneself. So, again, we don't want to be like that with the Most High's treatment. So, he's doing all this good for us. And that's why, from the beginning, that very first line, bless Yahweh, oh my soul, everything was in me. Bless Yahweh. Don't forget his benefit. Be concerned with the way the Most High treats you. You know? Be aware that the Most High is doing things for you. Understand that not by power or strength, but by your spirit, these things get done. You know, when we get revelation, when he opens up our mind, you know, yeah, we put a little bit of work in. But Yahweh opened up your mind, you know. You did some studying, but Yahweh opened up your mind. You looked some words up, but Yahweh opened up your mind. He is the one who's doing this thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, and especially when we up here, especially when we teaching and we getting this revelation, you see it all the time where the big-headedness comes and they, yeah, I got this. Great. You got it. But the Most High gave it to you. You know, don't forget that. Don't be unaware with that. Don't be not concerned with that. It can't be that. Zakin says all the time, we have to keep certain things at the forefront of our mind. You know, we have to. We have to keep these things at the forefront of our mind. That the Most High is doing a work with us, and he's working, one, on us and with us. You know, because we play a part too, but he's the fashioner of these things. You understand what I'm saying? He's the craftsman. He knows exactly how he wants you. You know, and we're gonna see that later on. See that later on down there. So even through your foolishness, sometimes he has to deal with that to get you where he wants you. You know. And sometimes we kind of forget that. We kind of forget some of we forget his treatment of us, his benefits, as the words say. Oh shoot, wrong button. You know. So he says, Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. First thing he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases. First thing, right off the break, he forgives your iniquities, right? The word iniquities, number 5771, the word is avon, and it means perversity. That is moral evil. So he forgives our perversities. It comes from another number word, number 5753. That word is avah, and it means to crook, literally or figuratively, to basically to twist. So off the break, he forgiven our twistings, our errors. When we take something that's straight and make it crooked, right? So let's look at something Peter wrote. In 2 Peter chapter 3, starting at verse 15. Reading 15 and 16. So he says, 2 Peter chapter 3. Starting at verse 15, it says, "An account that the long suffering of our master is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So, Peter is writing about Paul's writings and talking about how they're hard to be understood. Ultimately, he's talking about salvation, Yahweh saving us, basically, right? But the way Paul wrote it, some people, it's hard to understand. But what he says about these people says, one, they're unlearned. That's the first thing that he says about these people who twist these scriptures. The word rest, that means twist. You can say it, you can say twist, but it's the same thing as we was looking earlier, pervert. Because when they twist these scriptures, now it doesn't mean what it was intended to mean. You know, they pervert the meaning of certain things, or they pervert the, they're trying to pervert the mind of Yahweh. That's what they're trying to do. See, that's what they do when they twist these scriptures, right? He said, but the first thing that he says about these people is, one, they're unlearned. When you look up the word unlearned, in the Greek section, number 261, this word is amathes, amathes. And it says ignorant. So that's the same thing as saying unconcerned or unaware, right? It's a synonym for what we talked about when we were talking about not being, not forgetting, oblivious, you know, not forgetting. That's a synonym for that, right? So the other thing he says is that they are unstable. And this word in your Greek section, number 793, that word is asteritos, asteritos. And it means unfixed, that is vacillating. So the word vacillating means to alternate between opinions or actions. You're not sure. Synonyms for that, undecided. I looked at some of the quote-unquote slangs, dilly-dally, where you're going back and forth. He don't want us to be that way. And because people are that way with the scriptures, they twist the scriptures, they pervert the scriptures, and then they go out here and they tell people that, and it perverts their minds. To the point now, you got men talking about raping 12-year-old girls, talking about they're going to be in the kingdom. You got men on Facebook calling their wives all kinds of names and this, that, and another, but that's their wife, and they say, well, you're supposed to rule over them like this. The word has been perverted by these men, you know? But the Most High says, don't forget all his benefits, and don't twist these things. See, because these men are unlearned, and they're unstable, you know? Because I guarantee you, if somebody was treating their mother like that, or somebody was treating their sister like that, they would have an issue with it. But you don't have an issue doing it to your wife or whoever. That's that unstable thing. That's that back and forth, vacillating. Because it's cool when I can do it, but it's not cool if you do it to somebody I love. Like if somebody was treating my daughter that way, you know. But any questions or comments so far about anything? All right. So it says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 6, Yahweh executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Israel. When you look up this word, Acts, number 5949, this word, Alilah, which means in the sense of effecting an exploit, it says an exploit of Elohim or a performance of man, often in the bad sense, by implications, an opportunity. So, he showed his ways onto motion, his direct, that's a word that we're familiar with, his path, his road, so to speak. He showed that to Moshe. This is the way I want you to go. But along that way, Moshe leading the children of Israel, they got to see the effects of Yahweh. The same way we do. When we, there is a benefit to eating clean food. Period. That's his direction. He wants you to eat these animals that got the cloven feet and chew the cud. If it's from the sea, fins and scales. There is an actual benefit to doing that, to eating clean, to eating a bunch of fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. You know, he said that there's medicine within the leaf of certain plants. So you get this, like my brother, arthritis in my left leg. My brother said, hey, found some valerian root. Yeah, go and get that. That's something that he grows. That's something that taking ingesting on a regular basis is a painkiller. It's a natural painkiller. And if you have an issue sleeping, it helps you go night-night. It knocks you straight out. You dip it in your tea and this, that, and another. It's an effect. And you can see the effects of Yahweh because he put that there for the use of man. You know, he did that. You know? But there's a benefit to eating clean. There's a benefit to looking at the Proverbs and look at the Proverbs and follow some of the Proverbs. You know? There is a, like me and my brother was talking, a soft word turns away. That's what he said. That's what the word said. 2,000 years later, 4,000 years later, however many thousands of years later, that is still being in use and is still working today. It's called de-escalation now, as my brother says. That it's a benefit to that. You know, you don't want to keep on escalating something. So the word put it in that way. Hey, got angry at you. Rah, 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 rah. Whoa, hey, brother. All right, calm down. Rah, 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 rah. It's only but so much rah, rah, rah he going to do, you know, when you're trying to de-escalate the situation. You know, eventually he's going to talk down and come down and come down and come down and come down. It's like that's what they do with the jumpers. Somebody who's going to jump off a roof. I'm going to do. No, man. No, don't do that. You got so much to live for. What about your kids? What about this? What about that? They're de-escalating the situation. Ain't nobody telling them, you know, you might have the one dude over there, jump, go ahead and jump. But that's not how you want him. That's not what you're supposed to do. You don't want that man to lose his life. Anybody who cares about that man or don't want him to lose his life is going to try to de-escalate the situation, use that soft word to turn away from the thing that he's doing. You know, turn away the wrath and the arguments and this, that, and another. So, I mean, there's benefits in doing it, and you can see the effects of Yahweh. You know, you can see how he moves on the thing, you know. The Passover. Do this, do that, do another. Put that lamb and kill it, put the blood on it, this, that, and another. They obeyed it. What happened? They saw the effect of that blood on that post and on them lentils. It saved them from death. All because they followed the Most High. Right? Any questions or comments? He says, verse 7 again, he made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Yahweh ain't going to go back and forth with you all the time, right? Sometimes he's going to allow you to learn what you need to learn. He's not going to strive with you all the time. You know? He said, I'm going to give you what you want. And when you look up that word chide, in some cases, let's look it up. Number 7378, that word is reeb. It means to strive, contend. It says properly to toss, that is grapple, mostly figuratively to wrangle, that is to hold a controversy, by implication to defend. He's not going to defend you all the time. Sometimes he's going to have to let you learn what you need to learn, like a good father does. You know, I was listening to this comedian, and he was talking about his mother. He got into a fight with a guy, and he beat the guy up. Then the guy went and got two more guys, and it was 3-on-1, and they jumped him. And he got beat up. And he went home to his mother, and his mother got her pocketbook and took him back down there and made him each one of the guys. So he was like, he was talking to his mother. He was like, Ma, that's 5 fights in one day. Who fights 5 times in one day? So he said he beat the first 2 guys up, but the last guy got him because he was just that tired. But sometimes he's not going to defend you. Sometimes you're going to have to swing back. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to do some swinging, right? Because he says, I am Yahweh of armies, Yahweh of hosts, you know? What good is an army that don't fight? There's some swinging and some blows we're going to have to throw too, you know. But he got us at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, he still needs us to learn a lesson, you know, because that's what this whole life is about, learning. Everything here is put for our learning. Everything that was written for our learning, you know, so we can be one with the Most High. If we're not learning, we're not doing our job. We're not on point. We're not on point if we're not getting it, you know. And some lessons take longer than others, you know. It takes longer than others. But the point is that we get it, right? Verse 10, he says, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Again, transgressions, our faults, our perversions, right? I mean, that's a different word. I apologize. He says, according to our iniquities. That's what he removed from us. Transgressions was a whole other word. My mistake. That word is number 6588, and that word is pesha, and it means a revolt. When we go against the Most High, and we go against the Most High every day, whenever we don't feel like it, whenever this, that, and another, we go against the Most High. Again, Father, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our transgressions. Forgive us for our revolts. Forgive us for when you told us to do something and we didn't do it knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us for that, Father, because that's a revolt against him. We're supposed to be upholding his laws, but sometimes we go against them knowingly and unknowingly. But he forgives us for that. He said, as far as the heavens are above the earth, he's forgiven us for that. As far as east is from west, he's forgiven us for that. You know? How great is our Father? You know? And when David was writing this, can you imagine how grateful this man was, how he was feeling when you think about that? You know, think about all the wrong you've done. And you just, Father, forgive me for it. Forgive me for it. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. You know? And he does it on a constant basis. You know? He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Verse 13. Like a father pitieth his children, so Yahweh pitieth them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. So, the word frame. Number, in your Hebrew section, number 3336. This word is yetzer. And it means a form. Figuratively, a conception that is purpose. So when he made you, he knew what he made you for. He knew his conception of you. He knew your purpose, why he made you. So to get you to this point right here, right now, he had to put up with your foolishness, with your folly, like a child. He said, like a child pitieth his son. So we watch our sons grow up. And they do the wildest stuff. They do. Our children do the wildest things. And sometimes when they get a little bit older, you go, what were you thinking? Why did you do that? You knew that was wrong. But you're pitying them and you're showing them mercy. They got to learn this thing. And the Most High does the same thing with us, because in your mind, your child can be great. In your mind, your child can be the next whoever or the first whoever, or because in your mind, you know your child's potential. You know? You know the stock that your child comes from. You know how great they are. And the Most High feels the same way about us. I know he looks down on me and says, tell me all the time, what were you thinking? Why, son? What? Come on. Now I got to bust you up for. I know you get frustrated with me. I know it. You know? And I don't want to hurt my father. But there's things that I do that just don't make sense. He knows, but we don't grasp the effects that sin has on us. That when Adam disobeyed, boy, he got a ball rolling. He got a ball rolling. And Satan, he did this. Adam did this. Like, let's say this the ball. And it's going around in a circle. Adam did this. And then Satan come behind him and pushes it a little bit quicker. And quicker. And quicker and quicker and quicker. So now it's like this. You know? Now sin just rolls up in this and rolls up in, and it's a constant fight. It comes at you every direction, every way, where you constantly on guard. Constantly. There's not a time when you can't drop your shield. There's not a time when you can't put your sword down. There's not a time when you can't be armored up. It's not a time. It's not a time. It's no timeouts. It's no none of that. You know? Sometimes you have to take that beating and cry out for help. Restrengthen yourself. See, but that's one of the benefits of the Most High. He says it. He said it earlier. I renew your strength like the eagle. I'm going to renew your strength. You know, yeah, you might get stomped. Get stomped sometimes. But your strength will be renewed. And learn the lesson. Don't let them trip you. You know? Get your footwork down, you know, so you won't fall. You know? But all these things, you know, when you think about war and you think about how people fight and all these different ways of fighting, You know, all of them were developed for specific reasons. You know, all of them were, you know. He says, for he knows our frame, he remembered that we are dust. Verse 15. Any questions or comments so far? Says verse 15. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So when we respect the Most High, his mercy is upon us. When we fear the Most High, we show him, give him his props, right? So like Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, she said, give me my props. Give him what is proper, right? His mercy is upon us. His righteousness is going to be onto our kids' kids. One of the things that, you know, when we, one of the songs that we sing, he says, he's talking about a blessed man. Blessed is the man that sees his children's children, right? But what if your children's children are righteous? You know, blessed is the man just to see his children, his kids' kids, his grandkids. But what if you got some good grandkids, some righteous grandkids, ones that are coming up in the Most High? Aren't you even more blessed? You know, ones who, like the Rechabites, you know, ones who obeys their father's command from generation to generation to generation to generation, like the Rechabites, who did this so well that the Most High, hey, look at these dudes. Their father gave a command, and they keep on obeying it. Not my kids. Not mine. As soon as they can act the fool they do. As soon as. But the Most High, that's the type of respect that they gave their grandfather or great-grandfather, however many generations, his proper respect. Right? And the Most High said, that's a shining example of what I want, you know. So we have to give the Most High his proper respect. Why? We want his actions to be right towards us. We don't want to temporarily lose the benefits of the Most High. We don't want that. We always want to be in his good graces. We always want to do what's pleasing in his sight. Because then he'll do what's pleasing in our sights. He says, he's going to recompense that love, man. He's going to, you give me love, I'm going to give it right back. You show me love, I'm going to show it right back. Because that's what it's about. You know? I'm going to give it. You obey me, I obey you. Do what I tell you, and watch me listen to you. It's not a give and take thing. We praise the Most High, right? The Most High praises us also. He praises us also. One of the things that Yahushua said, he said, when you pray, don't go out here and then in front of everybody make a big show about it. Go into your closet, do it in secret, and watch your Father in heaven reward you in front of everybody. That's what he said. So you giving him praise and you giving him props and you doing this, I'm going to show everybody that you my servant. That's what I'm going to do. So he says, verse 17, he said, but the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. That's who his righteousness and his mercy is for, right? He says, Yahweh has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth all over. Bless Yahweh, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So now we coming to the end. Bless Yahweh, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. We hearken unto the voice of his word. We do his commandments. So we are considered among those angels. We can excel in his strength. Because when you look at the word angels, 4397 in your Hebrew, that word is malak, another word that we're familiar with. It says, from an unused root, meaning to dispatch as a deputy, a messenger, specifically of Elohim that is an angel, also a prophet, a priest, or teacher. Other words has been translated as ambassador, angel, king, and messenger. Anybody who is listening, hearkening unto his word, anybody that is doing his commandment, anybody who is excelling in strength, we are counted among his angels. We are his messengers. We are his ambassadors. We are his deputies. We have been deputized by the Most High. You know? That's what happens to us when we do his word. So he says, bless Yahweh for that. Bless Yahweh that we have, bless Yahweh that he has taken the time to fashion us in a way to bring about what he was looking for, and that he didn't stop with us. You know? When we went astray, he didn't destroy the pot just to not make it again. No, he destroyed the pot and he rebuilt the pot. When he saw a little mar in it, right? A scratch. He took the time to patch that scratch up and patch those nicks up to turn you into a finished work and to continue finishing that work. Because after the pot gets molded and fashioned, well, you got to put it in the fire to harden it, to get it to a usable state. Because as long as it's wet and it's mushy and it's molded, nobody can use that pot. You can't pick it up. What you going to do? After you pick it up, if you put water in it, it's just going to cause it to mush. If you put anything solid in it, it's just going to fall through. So you have to stick it in the fire so it can get to be a usable state. So it can harden up. So now it can hold water. And now it can hold solid things, right? So he says, blessed be Yahweh, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Blessed be Yahweh, all ye his hosts, his armies, ye minister of his that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all his works, and in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. So, be grateful, brothers and sisters. You know, he ain't forgot us. He ain't forgot us, and he ain't ever going to forget us. Why? He said, I wrote a book of remembrance for those who do what I tell them to do. I'm going to remember you, you know. You're going to have a spot with me in my kingdom where I prepared my throne. You're going to go through some stuff to get there, though. But it's worth it, you know. It's worth it. It's worth going through this here. It's worth making all those wrong decisions so we can start to make the right ones, you know. A lot of times, you know, we get down on our past, and you know, with me, y'all know me, I get down on my past, I get down on the fact that I made so many mistakes, it plagues me, you know, but the Most High is there to show, oh, son, don't worry about all that, you good now, you know, I'm focusing on the end game. You good now. You know, you're a better man now. That's what I need you to be. But you had to go through all this crap to get to here. Why? I said before you, fire and water. I told you to choose water. But we pick fire. We pick fire. We reach our hand out to get burnt. But look, what's our verse? All things work for the good. Them that love Yahweh and are called according to his purpose. All things. You know, we can't lose sight of that. You know, that's something where we have to, that's the ultimate benefit of the Most High. Ultimate. Because whether you go through the good or the bad, it's for your benefit. All right? So any questions or comments about anything? All right? That's the end of the Torah portion, y'all. Next week, our brother will be back up here, close up, you know. And I'm cold. Shabbat, you teach today? Shafu. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen.
Amen.
All right, close us out.
Father, thank you, Abba, for waking us this morning, giving us the breath of life. Thank you for bringing us through this week, Abba. Continue to strengthen us, Abba, and open up our spiritual ears and spiritual eyes so that we may know your ways and help people, lead them into your light, Father, out of this dark. Bless those who are in your presence right now, Father God. Bless those who are unable to attend today. Bless those families and strengthen them and give them your Shabbat blessing. Father God, continue to teach us your ways, Father God. And continue to be merciful and patient with us, Abba. And let us also learn to be patient with others, Abba, as you were patient with us. And as you told your son, Yahshua, learn to forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Without forgiving, Abba, we won't see your face, your holiness. Let your love shower down on us and through us so we can be the vessels that you need to go out and be the messengers in this darkened land. We thank you for all these things. Bless our brother, Shafuel, who's on his way, him and his family, so that he can continue to give us your word, Father God, your Shabbat. We thank you in the name of your son, Yahushua, your soon coming Savior, our King and Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Matovu. Matovu. Ohaleha Yaakov. Ohaleha.